Maureen Dillon Teasdale on the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we are talking with Lucette Brasso, and she's with the Scouts 4th Lake Magog in Magog. So welcome, Lucette.
Thank you.
So are you a scout leader?
Yes.
How long have you been a scout leader?
4 years.
The Cubs and the Scouts, they meet on Mondays, is this correct, at the Princess Elizabeth Elementary School?
Yes.
Tell us about the Scouts. Is it just for boys or boys and girls?
For both. Boys and girls.
Okay. And how long has the group of Scouts and Cubs been going out in Magog?
70 years.
70 years?
It exists since 70 years.
70 years, that's a long time. Okay. You're hopefully going to get some more Cubs and Scouts interested, is that correct?
Yeah, we hope.
What types of things do the Cubs and Scouts learn?
Well, they learn to do knots.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have our camp, we learn them how to cook.
Okay.
And we learn them to do the first aid.
Oh, that's very important.
Yes. And we do games and bricolage.
Mm-hmm. Games and crafts. And
yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and very important things for the young people to learn, too.
Yeah, they do badges, too. Like, they have to do things in badges, and then they get a badge and they put it on their shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know my daughter years ago was in Brownies and in Guides, and she enjoyed working on the different projects and getting badges, too. So it's a nice thing to do.
Yes.
And I guess they can move up different levels, too.
Yes, and we have some camps.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun and very interesting, too. Tell us about the camps.
Well, we have four camps during the year, and we have one in summertime, like a Tamaracuta or Jackson does. It depends on the age of the kids.
Okay.
And we have lots of things to do over there. It's really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And in our camp, well, we do all those things that I told you. We make things outside, you know, like we hide things and they have to find it and all those things there.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they have to use some of their skills too, I would imagine, to find the objects. Four camps? You have four camps throughout the year? That seems like a lot. So there's a lot of experience to be had in becoming a Cub and a Scout.
Yes.
Okay, one in the summer. Do you have a winter camp too?
Yes.
And what types of activities or sports do you do in the winter camps?
Well, sometimes we were like, 1 year we did the dogs that
Sled dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did that, or we do some racking, or
snowshoeing.
Oh. And lots of things like that we do.
Are the meetings bilingual, English and French?
Yes. If some don't understand French, well, we talk in English and we translate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another great opportunity, because if one of the girls or boys is English, they get exposed to some more French, get a chance to learn it, and vice versa, I guess, too.
Yes.
And you said you have enough volunteers for now?
Well, we are already three.
Mm-hmm.
But we always need some to, to make some workshop, though.
Okay.
You know, like, if somebody has a special things that they do, and they can teach the kids, well, we would like that, too.
Okay, so if somebody has some idea in certain crafts or some experience in different things like that, or sports, you definitely welcome them, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. So you're hoping to get more, hoping to get the word out. So it's not too late if somebody wants to join the Cubs and the Scouts?
No, it's not too late.
Okay, and you said it's for girls and boys too?
Yes.
Okay, so they just have to come to Princess Elizabeth Elementary School in Magog?
Yes.
And Monday nights?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock to 7:30.
Okay, 6 to 7:30. Yeah. So that's pretty easy too. And if somebody else is experienced in different crafts or sports like that, they should definitely get in touch with you too.
Sure.
What else would you like to add about the Scouts?
Well, sometimes we have some. We go out on Saturday. Just we ask the kids if they want to do certain things. Like one time, we went to sleep in a museum.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, they liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of other things like that. There's a course urbaine. We had that this year in Montreal. You have a paper and they write something on it and you have to find it and come back to a place. And,
Okay, so different relay races and different things like that. Okay, well, that's good experience too, and also a lot of fun. So instead of just sitting around on the computer on Saturdays, there's a lot to be had there for activities.
Yeah, sometimes we can ask them if they want to go swimming, so we take a Saturday and we go to the La Ruche for swimming or something like that. It's different things like that that we do. The kids like it, so...
That's a lot of fun. So it's not only meetings on Mondays, you have activities sometimes too on the weekends
sometimes,
in different
camps.
Good. Well, that sounds like a great opportunity for young people. Okay.
Like at Christmas, we take a day, we go over there one night, and we pass a day together, and then we leave. The parents come and get the kids, and so they had fun, and it's for Christmas, so we have a special thing for Christmas.
Good, good. Yeah.
Halloween and all those.
Okay, all kinds of different seasonal activities.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well, hopefully, you'll get some people out there listening and will join because definitely it's a lot of fun. If I was that age, I'd be anxious to join too.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lucette. And hopefully, you'll get some more young people to join the Cubs and the Scouts.
Hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.